Pianist Claudio Arrau is now returning to the stage here at Ambassador Auditorium. He's followed by conductor Gerard Schwartz. And in a moment, we'll hear the burlesque for piano and orchestra by Richard Strauss.
Thank you. Thank you.
We've just heard the burlesque for piano and orchestra written in 1886 by the 19-year-old Richard Strauss. Claudio Arrau was the soloist. The Los Angeles Chamber Orchestra performed under the direction of Gerard Schwartz, its music director for the past four seasons. Our piano soloist has returned to center stage here at Ambassador Auditorium, and he bows very graciously to the audience, now motions to the orchestra. Born in Chile in 1903, Mr. Arrau was a child prodigy. He studied with Martin Krause, a pupil of Liszt, and made his formal debut at age 11. He performed for the first time as soloist with the Berlin Philharmonic at the age of 16. And pianist Claudio Arrau has come back on stage now, and he's joined by our conductor, Gerard Schwartz. And Mr. Schwartz also asked the timpanist, Tom Rainey, to stand for a solo bow. And now the entire orchestra is standing. In 1980, Claudio Arrau celebrated the 60th anniversary of his Berlin Philharmonic debut and was awarded the orchestra's highest honor, the Hans von Bülow Award. Von Bülow, of course, figured prominently in the history of the burlesque we just heard. Claudio Arrau began concertizing throughout the world at the age of 20. And he's back on stage once again for another solo bow to this very appreciative audience here at Pasadena's Ambassador Auditorium. For more than 50 years, Mr. Arrau has been one of the most sought-after artists in the world. To close this concert by the Los Angeles Chamber Orchestra, Gerard Schwartz will be back on stage in just a moment to conduct the Symphony in C by Georges Bizet. Like the Strauss burlesque we just heard, the symphony is a product of the composer's late teens. "You were the beginning of my life as an artist," wrote Bizet late in life to Charles Gounod, his one-time teacher at the Paris Conservatory. By the age of 14, Bizet was already acting as an arranger for Gounod. In 1855, when he was 17, he made a piano arrangement of the elder composer's first symphony. This work provided the model for the Symphony in C, written shortly after he had completed the arrangement. Bizet no doubt considered his symphony nothing but a student exercise in the style of his master. Yet he actually surpassed his teacher in freshness of musical ideas and excellence of craftsmanship. As Bizet's biographer, Winton Dean, has noted, "The symphony shows more than promise. It stands on its own as a work of precocious genius." The Symphony in C was never performed or published during the composer's lifetime. It was rediscovered in the archives of the Paris Conservatory in 1935. The world premiere was given the same year in Basel, with Felix Weingartner conducting. In the years that followed, Bizet's little student exercise became one of his most popular orchestral works. Gerard Schwartz is now returning to the stage here at Ambassador Auditorium to conclude this concert by the Los Angeles Chamber Orchestra with the Symphony in C by Georges Bizet. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
That was the Symphony in C by Bizet, the concluding work on this concert by the Los Angeles Chamber Orchestra, conducted by Gerard Schwartz. The Symphony in C predates Bizet's Carmen by 20 years. It was written when the composer was 17 and still a student at the Paris Conservatory. Here again is Gerard Schwartz. He asks the orchestra's principal oboe, Alan Vogel, to take a solo bow. Now it's the clarinet soloist, Gary Gray, concertmaster Paul Schuer, and finally the rest of the orchestra. Mr. Schwartz was recently named music advisor of New York's Mostly Mozart Festival, a much in-demand guest conductor. He has also been the music director of New York's Y Chamber Symphony for the past four seasons and music director of the Waterloo Festival in his native New Jersey. Back on stage once again, Mr. Schwartz is now warmly applauded by members of the orchestra as well as this very enthusiastic audience here in Ambassador Auditorium. Mr. Schwartz began his musical career as a trumpet player. After four seasons as co-principal trumpet of the New York Philharmonic, he relinquished his post to devote himself to a full-time conducting career. With the playing of Bizet's Symphony in C, we come to the end of this broadcast concert, recorded on January 30th, 1982, at Ambassador Auditorium in Pasadena, California. Audio engineering was by Bruce Goldenson, with post-production by Scott Levitin. Lori Niederhauser is our production assistant. Our audio supervisor is Gilbert Kwong. Our thanks to the staffs of the Los Angeles Chamber Orchestra and Ambassador Auditorium for their cooperation with this series. The Los Angeles Chamber Orchestra broadcasts are produced by Gail Eichenthal. I'm Peter Moskowitz, inviting you to tune in again next week for a concert of music by Antonio Vivaldi.